Morning, Rabbi Isai. Continuing our discussion. So we said that yesterday that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakim for Klal Yisrael, that they should learn all the halachas of a chag 30 days beforehand. Some people say that only applies to Pesach, because we learn it from Pesach Sheni, that Moshe learned the halachas Erev Pesach of Pesach Sheni, which was coming up a month later. So some people say it only applies to Pesach. There's some people say that it applies to Pesach and Sukkot, because there are many halachas that one has to learn, and therefore you need to start early, and therefore it's logical that a month before Pesach or a month before Sukkot, one should start discussing the halachas. However, on Shavuos, there are no new, certainly there are no mitzvahs d'oraisa that we have to perform as such, and therefore maybe there isn't this inyan of learning the halachas 30 days beforehand. So, as I said, I brought down, there are some people who say there isn't this inyan. There is a thing called Shabbos Kala. Shabbos Kala is the Shabbos before the Chasana, which is the Shabbos before Shavuos. And there was an inyan in many kehillas to darshan shadarshin hilchas Shavuos b'Shabbos Kala. That on the Shabbos beforehand, in the same way that we have a Shabbos Hagodol, when the Rav darshans the halachas of Pesach and teaches the Olam on the Shabbos before Yom Tov, about the Yom Tov coming, so Adin, there was an inyan in Shabbos Kala, that there were many, he brings down here a number of kehillas where there was a minig that the Rav got up on Erev, on the Shabbos before Shavuos, and spoke about halachas which are negeah to Shavuos. There are others who say that there isn't any point, because, I mean, there is a point, but the point is that the halachas that actually apply to Shavuos in halacha, rather than minhag, are really halachas that apply to every Yom Tov. Like we said, Boira on Yom Tov, you know, or the whether with the Malachas of Oichal Nefesh being different Yom Tov from Shabbos and that sort of thing. Tavshilin. They're general, Erev Tavshilin if necessary. These things, what?
It's Friday Shabbos.
Yeah, so I'm saying this year as well, Erev Tavshilin, but these are general halachas of Yom Tov, not specific to Shavuos. And in fact, in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he brings down there that there was a minik not to darshan on the Shabbos Shilafonov. And that was, yeah, it says there, the Batez, ain't darshan on Shabbos Shilafonov, Rebeja, ain't boy halachas miyuchodos, because there are no specific Shavuos tikka halachas. Yeah, even if you say that I'm going to learn the halachas of, let's say, milky foods before a meaty meal and that sort of thing, and how long you wait, and whether, well, it's cheese and all these things. These are general halachas which apply. They're not specific to Shavuos. So there are different halachas, there are different machlokas, but certainly there's no harm whatsoever in learning these halachas before Shavuos, and we will continue tomorrow.
Start at the Torahway, Northwest London, Thursday, Kaf Iyar, 7th of May. Reno Rav of Eliyahu Rubenstein Shlita, Rav of Torah's Chaim. Prerequisites for Kabbalah Satorah in 2448 and 5786. This week's Torah been sponsored by Family Wiesel, Family Mishmas, Rav Fran, Fisher, Ben Rabbi Yor, Ari, Zichron of Rochel, Fischel, Dick, Zichron of Rochel, Antwerp, who's Yatad on Kaf Aleph Iya, and anonymously Lashot for Shlema of Nachman, Moshe, Ben Chayasorah, and Shlema, Ben Bela, Besor, Shochun, Yisrael, Ule Inne Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Yitzhak, Ben Rabbi.
So prerequisites for Kabbalah Satorah in 2448, the year of Matan Torah, and 5786, this year. So as we're approaching, we're heading toward Shavuos. Start to ask ourselves, you know, a bit more, with a bit more earnestness. What should we be working on? Where should my focus be? What should we be concentrating on? The famous Gemara in Yevamos Samach Beis, we know Klal Yisrael is noyeg various minhagim of Avelos through the Sfiras Omer period, because, as the Gemara says, Shneim Osa Elef Zugei Talmidim Hoyleil Rabbi Akiva Megivos Vadatifras 24,000 Talmidim, 12,000 pairs through Eretz Yisrael, from Givos to Antiphros, the Kula Mesu b'Perek Echad, and they all were nifta, they all died, but Perek Echad. What's a Perek Echad? In a particular unit of time. A Perek, Perek Mishnayis. A Perek is a distinct unit. There's something that comes before it, Perek Aleph, something that comes after Perek Gimel, and Perek Beis is in the middle. That's what a Perek is. Why? As we know, they were not known covered one to another. when exactly was this Perek Echad? When was this discrete unit of time? Tana, the Gemara brings a Braisa, Kula Mesim mi Pesach vada Atzeres, between Pesach and Shavuos, Atzeres. There's a Brachos Rabbah that brings that the Yud Beis Elef Zugi Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, again, Kula Mesu, Beperek Echad Mesu. Why? Lama, says the Medrash. They couldn't, and it's an expression which is hard to put into another language, couldn't fagin one another. There was an inam tsoros, there was a kagkait one to another. And Reb Chaim Friedlander brings from Aponovich Arav that it's a complementary medrash to the Gemara. The Gemara is describing how it played out bepoel in action, that they were not nigh covered one to another. The reason why the medrash reveals was because inam tsoros elu. La'elu, there was this lack of being able to forgive another. Okay. There's a few ha'aras, a few things worth paying attention to. Number one, in what sense do we describe this period of time as a perek echod? Right? When we talk about a unit of time, a week, a month, it's very clear where it starts, where it ends, and why it's different to another one. It's not really quite clear in what sense this between Pesach and Atzeres is a Perek Echad. In what sense? Number one. Number two, seemingly, if indeed the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva had this Chesaron, which Chazal revealed, that Enayim Tzora Elu Elu, they were Linog, Kovaz Elu Zer, presumably, that was an all-year-round thing. It's not like Seder night, something went suddenly badly wrong. And between Pesach and Shavuot, seemingly, if this Chesaron was there, I suppose, I don't know, before Pesach as well. Exactly. And if indeed, as Marashah points out, if indeed they died during this particular period in time, that, there's obviously Ashkocha, there's a reason for that. And the third Ha'ara is, according to an opinion in Rishonim from the Kadmonim, but Yosef brings it, we actually annoy the Ramah, we annoy like that, that Pascu Milamos, that indeed they actually stopped dying when? That was what Lag Boemo, that was why Lag Boemo was celebrating. If so, if that's the case, then it should be like there's a Medrash indeed, but Yosef does bring such a Medrash, that they died, the Talmidim died, me Pesach, at Proishotzaris, to halfway, along the way to Shavuos. It's just simply not true that they died from Pesach to Shavuos. If you go with this opinion, that they died till Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is not Shavuos. And if you'll tell me, okay, but it's true, the fact is, till Lag BaOmer is between Pesach and Shavuos, well, it's also between Purim and Tisha B'Av. You see? I heard from my Rebbe, Avraham Gurevitz, he had the Ha'ara that in the Shulchan Aruch, the Loshon of the Machaba, Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel, speaks out that we have the Minag not to have Chasnas during the Omer period. Noyagim Shloi Lissa Isha Bein Pesach La Atzeres, we are noyag not to have Chasnas between Pesach and Atzeres ad Lag BaOmer. Mipnei Shabbos says one, the Minag is not to do it between Pesach and Shavuos ad Lag BaOmer. So say the Minag is not to do it between Pesach and Lag BaOmer. What's this? Okay. With regards to it being a discrete, distinct unit of time, the Ramban last week said, Jepashas Emor, the Ramban says, amazingly, that the relationship between the Yom Tov of Pesach and the Yom Tov of Shavuos is like you have by Sukkot. Like you have by Sukkot, your first day is Yom Tov. Then you have last day Yom Tov. And you have the days in between of Chol HaMoed, but it's all tightly connected. Says the Ramban, Pesach is like first day's Yom Tov, Shavuos is last day Yom Tov, and that's why, says the Ramban, Chazal referred to Shavuos as Atzeres. I just quoted it all, Tel Atzeres. Like Shmini Atzeres, the Torah refers to the last day of the full unit of Yom Tov as Atzeres, holding back, right, the last part of. So Chazal call Shavuos Atzeres because it's the same relationship to Pesach. Pesach is first day's Yom Tov, Shavuos is last day's Yom Tov, and says the Ramban, and the days in between is Kecholo Shomayim. So you see that this is a tight connection, and that's the sense that Pesach to Shavuos is its own discrete unit of time. It's a Perek Echod in Zman. It's a Chol HaMoed. You talk about the Chol HaMoed. We talk about Chol HaMoed. Okay. But it still needs explanation, though. Why, indeed, at all we have this Chol HaMoed period? Why do we have the period, the gap between Pesach and Shavuos at all? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare, Bo'etziacho esa'om mimitzrayim, when you take Kalal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Tavd b'netzolokim ala ha'orazeh, then they will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there'll be a Kabbalah Satorah, a Har Sinai in the same hall where the snare was. And seemingly, you can ask as a kasha, it should have been as immediately as possible, straight after Yisrael Mitzrayim, straight into Kabbalah Satorah, straight into Matan Torah. Not my question. The Malachim asked the questions, the Medrash Hashir Hashirim, Rabbah, Tani, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. When Klal Yisrael went out to Mitzrayim, what were they compared to? He said they were compared to a child of the king who became ill, required a recovery period, and then his teacher, his pedagogue, his teacher says to the king, "Nu, it's time for your boy to go to school. It's time for him to learn Torah, to the base of Sefer, which is again, going to Kabbalah Satorah, to Matan Torah." The king says, and responds, no, he's not quite recovered fully yet. His shine, that healthy look on his face is not quite back. Give him a little bit longer to fully recover. Then he'll go to school. Then he'll go and learn Torah. Kach, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, B'shar sheyatzi Yisrael mimitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael went out to Mitzrayim, hoyu behen balei mumin, they had those amongst them who were wounded, meshibu titulavenim, from the slavery, from the work. They were wounded. Amru loy malachi hashores. The malachi hashores said to Kodesh Baruch, it's in time. Hari hashor. Now's the time. Straight away, let's go. Ten lehem es atoyah. Amru loy Kodesh Baruch, adayin loy bozi vosel shabonai meshibu titulavenim. They've not quite fully recovered from the slavery from the Shibud Tetu Levenim. Eli Yisadik Bona, give them a little bit longer to recover. V'achakach etelem atoyah, and afterwards I'll give them the Torah. Now, all the Mefarshim say, obviously, we cannot really, in this Medrash, be referring to physical injuries, being wounded from the slave labor. For one thing, the Mechilta is famous, well known, the Mechilta says, B'shat Matan Torah, all physical injuries were healed. That can't be a problem, right? That's a reason, if anything, to hurry up and yes, give Matan Torah earlier. So what's this? What in what sense were Klal Yisrael Bali Mumin wounded, injured from the slave labor?
Morally.
Oh. So you could take an approach and suggest that it's referring to hashkafically, in terms of hashkafa, they were there in Mitzrayim. And that all the Avodah Zara, and it's absorbed into such a tumultic place, it's going to take time to pull themselves back up. And indeed, the Mechiltas mashma like that, Meshechochma learns like that. It fits very nicely with the famous Yaakov Shmoini that at Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim's Taina, Klal Yisrael, they said to Klal Yisrael, Ben Shem Le'ovdi Yisrael Abayzot, Klal Yisrael also says Avodah Zara. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu replies in the Medrash, Miyad Heishu Le'Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu replies to the Satan, and says, "Shoytish boilam v'chila da'atam avdua." Do you think they were doing it so willingly? V'aloyloy avdua l'mitoch shibud mitoch tiruf das. The slavery, the servitude, the being at avodim in Mitzrayim. In other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael that they served the Avodah Zarah because they were good. So you could certainly learn pshat they needed, at least in terms of their deus hashkofas, they needed a recovery period. Perhaps. Problem is, though, the lashon of being bali mumim mishibud titul avenim, being a Baal Mum is mashma, sort of that they were injured because of the labor. Here we're saying it's because of being in Mitzrayim. It's a bit different. Okay. Rabbianka Galinsky, when he brings, I can't remember where exactly, but when he brings down this Medrash, he quotes the full Medrash, he says the following line: how well we survivors of the war understood this medrash. It's the type of thing which we wouldn't dare say. But I'm going to speak on behalf of survivors who did say. How well we survivors of the war understood this medrash. Viktor Frankl was a famous doctor, a psychiatrist, and a psychologist. He was the head of a hospitals in Vienna, and he was taken to Auschwitz. And he spent much of his time, he says, in Auschwitz, besides the fact he was operating a bit as a doctor as well, but he was acting as a psychiatrist the whole time. And he said he kept himself going in Auschwitz by professionally going into professional mode, so to speak. He was analysing himself, and he was analysing others. Shortly after the war, he survived the war, and shortly after being released, he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. And it's a very powerful book, small book, but it's very powerful. Let me quote some pieces from there. So he talks about the second stage of the prisoner's psychological reactions. He says he gets to the point where he did not avert his eyes anymore from the horror that was going on. By then his feelings were blunted and he watched unmoved. Disgust, horror, and pity are emotions that one could not really feel anymore. And he goes on to tell a story when he was in a hut for typhus patients who had very high temperatures, were delirious and so on. And he describes a scene, very tragic, where one of the patients, Nebuch, Winifta, and he describes the lack of feeling, the lack of normal human reaction from fellow prisoners and himself, and he's analysing himself to it. He says apathy, the blunting of the emotions and the feeling that one could not care anymore, were the symptoms arising during the second stage of the prisoner's psychological reactions, and which eventually made him insensitive to daily and hourly beatings. By means of this insensibility, the prisoner soon surrounded himself with a very necessary protective shell. Now, as he's saying, it's a necessary response to survive. To survive, one has to have this not normally acceptable dullness of response. He describes later in the book when they finally, when they were freed, on the day when the guards had run away and a white flag was hoisted above the camp. He says it would be quite wrong to think that we went mad with joy. They'd survived, they were free. What then did happen, he says? With tired steps, we prisoners dragged ourselves to the camp gates. Timidly, we looked around and glanced at each other questioningly. Then we ventured a few steps out of the camp. This time, no orders were shouted at us, nor was there any need to duck quickly to avoid a blow or a kick. Oh no, he said, this time the guards offered us cigarettes. They knew the allies were coming. We hardly recognized them at first because they hurriedly changed into civilian clothes, the guards, Yimach Shemo. He said, we walked slowly along the road leading from the camp. Soon our legs hurt. We limped on. We wanted to see the camp surroundings for the first time with the eyes of free men. Freedom, we repeated to ourselves, and we could not grasp it. We had said this word so often during all the years we dreamed about it that it had lost its meaning. He says, we came to a meadow full of flowers. We saw and realized they were there. But we had no feeling about them. We did not yet belong to this world. In the evening when we all met again in our hut, one said secretly to the other, tell me, were you pleased today? And the other replied, feeling ashamed because he didn't realize we all felt similarly. Truthfully, no. Said Viktor Frankl, we had literally lost the ability to feel pleased and had to relearn it slowly. Rav Yosher Baer said, he's speaking to survivors, that they said, they told him of this type of feeling, that it took time. By living under constant pachad moves, and just trying to survive moment to moment blunted all the other types of emotions which are necessary for the regular functioning Bein Adam L'Chaveri. And said Rabbi Yosher Ber, that's exactly what took place by Shiba Mitzrayim as well. Slaves who are just trying to survive, being beaten continuously, watching torture all around them all the time, you go into this kind of survival mode. And Rabbi Yosher Ber says, that's why the Karban Pesach had to be eaten dafka b'chabura. That was already a healing process starting there. Dafka Karban Pesach has to eat b'chabura. That closed off for the first time when the Shibud was over. They sat b'chabura. Now, how do we know that this was what was lacking, in that Rabban Shlomo was waiting for, the so to speak, the healing of, before giving the Torah? The pasuk, as we know, famously starts Lashon Rabin, Vayisu Mirifidim, Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu Bamid, all Lashon Rabin, right? Then Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Negadah flips to Lashon Yachid. Next pasuk, Moshe Olo El Elokim, Moshe goes up to Har Sinai Elokim. Says Mechel to Rashi brings, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Lashon Yachid, Ki Ish Echad, Belei Vechad. Masechet Derech Eretz Zuta brings Vayichan Shom Yisrael Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hoyel V'Sonu Es Machlokes. They now reject Machlokes. Ve'Ahavu Es Shalom and love peace. Ve'Nasu Chaniyah Achas Harei Hashor She'eten Lahem Es Toirasi. Now's the time. What was the healing process which the Medrash Shimon Bar Yochai said? Rabban Shimon said, I need to wait till they are healed. Healed exactly from what? Well, we know. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, when they were Nasu Chaniyah Achas, Hari Hasha'ah. Now's the time. Now we say this, we're familiar with this since children, but have you stopped to think about it? Ask you a simple question. Precisely what does it mean to camp as one? How do you camp Ke'ish Echad? Again, the word Vayichan. Not that they were Ke'ish Echad B'lev Echad, not that they thought Ke'ish Echad, they camped Ke'ish Echad B'lev Echad. How do you camp Ke'ish Echad B'lev Echad? How do you do that? What does it mean? All in the same tent? The Sfarno writes, the very next pasuk after V'yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar is a Moshe Olo Lelekim. Moshe goes up. Har Sinai to Hashem. Says the Sfarno, Oma, the pasuk's coming to teach you. She Yisrael Samu Pneihem El Iske Hachania. Klal Yisrael turned their attention to all that was involved in camping, Utzrocher, all the needs of setting up camp. Or Moshe, Allah, Moshe went up, V'heichin Atzman Nevuah, to prepare himself for the Nevuah to makabel the Torah. A posuk is coming to tell you that Moshe went up, El Elokim, to prepare himself for Nevuah. I understand I need a posuk. The fact that Klal Yisrael need to set up camp, the fact that they need to set up their tent and move their suitcases and bang the pegs into the ground, yeah, of course, it's a fact of life. But a posuk needs to tell me that. They arrived at Har Sinai. I need to be told they set up camp. I need a pasuk for that. And Sfarno says it's almost on a par. The Torah is telling me Moshe Rabbeinu went up to prepare himself for Nevuah to Elo Elokim. And Klal Yisrael got busy with the setting up tent. Setting up camp. A pasuk? Says Rav Chaim from Levitz, yes. That was Klal Yisrael's hachana. The pasuk's telling you Moshe Rabbeinu went to do his hachana to receive the Nevuah. And Klal Yisrael went to do their hachana. What does it mean to camp as one? To camp as one means when you get busy with somebody else's setting up tent. When you start looking for a nice place for them, and you see there's an almana over there, so you make sure that she's looked after, and you carry the boxes for her, and you set up the tent for her. Ve'yichan Shom Yisrael Negaro, Ke'ish Echob Levechob means when you're setting up home, you're setting up tent, they were busy looking out for each other. And the pasuk says the Sfarno is telling you that was Klal Yisrael's hachana. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to be making himself a nevuah, and Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah were making, prepared themselves by getting involved in each other, looking out for each other, helping each other, setting up tent. Why indeed is this a tnai ma'akev, a necessary precondition to Kabbalah Satorah? Why is this a necessary hachana? Why, Kolzman, this wasn't in place of Kodesh Baruch Hu said, my children are still wounded, I can't give them the Torah yet. And only when they indeed achieve this point to Harei HaShoah, now's the time. Why is it a Tanai Ma'akev? So there's Gemara in Saita. Dorosh Rebbe Simloi, Torah, Tchilosu Gemelas Chasadim. Torah begins with Gemelas Chasadim, V'Soifa Gemelas Chasadim, and ends with Gemelas Chasadim. Begins with Gemelas Chasadim, with Kodesh Baruch Hu looking out for Adam, V'Eshtei, making them kosnes, Oyev Yal B'Shem. And the Soifa is burying Moshe Rabbeinu, Yikba Oysa, burying Moshe Rabbeinu. What's Rabbi Simloi saying? Says the Ma'asheh, you open a book, you look at the first page, you look at the last page, and you see the Indian it's talking about, you know what the book's about. Says the Ma'asheh, when you look at the beginning of the Torah, Gemelas Chasadim. You look at the end of the Torah, Gemelas Chasadim, it's the I.E. Kuloi Gemelas Chasadim. That's what Soros Chesed Allah Shana. The Torah is, in total, a Torah of Gemelas Chasadim. As well known, the Alter von Kalm said, we have to make ourselves a base kibble l'Torah. We have to be a base kibble. That means we have to be capable of receiving Torah, the Torah residing within us. Rabbi Yonah in Pirkei Avos says, "Shetzarich tchila l'sakin esatz midas." You have to first masakin one's midas. Ubozeh tishkein haTorah olav, and then the Torah can dwell upon him. She'inena sheichenes la'olam. The Torah will never take up home. Beguf she'ein ba'al midas tovus, in a person that's not a ba'al midas tovus. Chosid Yavitz says likewise, and this fits very nicely. He's famously with Reb Chaim Vital saying why many of the midas are not given as separate mitzvahs, because they are necessary preconditions. They are setting the conditions by which one can be a mekayim Torah mitzvahs. In which case, we can come back now, which makes a lot of sense now. We ask, why dafka during this time period, between Pesach and Shavuos, did the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva die, if presumably whatever the chesaron was there all year round? Why dafka now? Why, as the Maharshal says, Bashkocha, specifically in this time period? What was this time period? A period of Klal Yisrael's hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. Hachana in what? Dafka in Bein Adam L'Chaverah. The Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, lacking in this Bein Adam L'Chaverah, were not able to be a kli kibble to continue the Masoiras HaTorah, and therefore, unfortunately, they had to be taken away. On Shavuos, we lain Megillas Rus. Many, many, many reasons given. The Medrash Lekach Tov asks, why bichlal do we lay the Megillah on Shavuos? Because the Megillah zu kula chesed, the theme of the Megillah is fully chesed. V'hatayra kula chesed. Shanema v'seres chesed l'shena. V'nitna b'chag ha-Shavuos. That's why we lay it. But there's a Medrash Rabba in Rus, that's a more fundamental question. The Medrash Rabba in Rus wants to know why bichlal Megillah Shavuos was written. Not everything that happened in Klal Yisrael's history is written, is it comes a chelik of Tanakh. If it's being Nach, it has to be teaches Ladoiris. And so the Medrash wants to know, Bechalal, why was it even written at all? To teach you Schar Tov to go in the Chasadim. Notice that Rashi brings from the Medrash at the beginning that Elimelech was Nifta because Mipnei Tzoros Ho'ayim. From that same midah which we brought to the beginning in the Medrash, that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva said, the Ponovitch Rav explained that the Gemara tells us how it played out the Maisa, they were not no cover to each other. But the reason why that was, because they didn't look upon each other kindly with the Tzoros Ayin, there was an inability to forgive one another. Same type of midah as Elimelech. It's connecting together. Now, throughout the summer weeks, the Minag and Klausos, we learn Pirkei Avos. But you look at the Rishonim, the original Minag, the Makar of the Minag is specifically between the weeks of Pesach and Shavuos to prepare oneself for Kabbalah Satorah. And again, it's specifically in Midas and Musa that Ahachana is. We do not, in Klal Yisrael, have commemorations. We never commemorate things. It's never just a zeche. Even Tanesim, the Rambam speaks out, we're not having a Tanis to commemorate a sorrow which happened in the past. So the Rambam, a Tanis is there for us to do tshuva, for us to work on whatever the problem was back then. We need to now work on it. During these weeks that we're noyeg avelis for the Talmid Rebbe Akiva, so the Kaf HaChaim brings from the Ariza, then when we're noyeg these dinim of avelis, because she'osin zeicher is kedei lehisrachik mehasina v'hakina v'hataiva v'hagaiva v'hakovod. It's there not to commemorate that the Talmid Rebbe Akiva died. It's to work on ourselves in all these middos, to pull away from bad middos. V'liknos middos ha'ava, v'hanova, v'hashalom. Now this is working time. So Rav Dessler famously brings from Rav Svi Hirsch Breda from Kelm that the Yomim Tovim as well, they're not a zeche. We're not, as a maskeres, we're remembering, when it comes to Shavuos now, we're remembering that in 2448, Lebrias Olam, there was a Makim Tov. That's not what's happening. Says Rav Dessler, every Shavuos, which Magiyam Onu Lo'isa Kedushas Hazman, we return back to the state of the world where there's a Matan Torah going on, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Torah to Klal Yisrael. We go back, Lo'isa Kedushas Hazman Mamesh Shehoysa L'Avoyseinu B'Shas Kabbalah Satorah, which our Zaydas had at Shas Kabbalah Satorah. Turns out, says Rav Dessler, that with the Shavuos coming, we need to be again Mekabel Torah Mamish. We are quite literally ourselves going through a Kabbalah Torah. Turns out, therefore, if we know that in the year 2448, the first year that there was a Matan Torah, that there was a Tanai Ma'akev, there was a necessary precondition for that Kabbalah Torah to take place, which was the focus and care for another, the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, then in order for us in 5786 to be Mekabel the Torah, same preconditions in place. It hasn't changed. So we started out by asking, so as we're approaching Shavuos, where should our focus be? Where should we be concentrating? In the time available to us, where should our work take place? The answer is in our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, in our care for one another, in our midos for another person, looking out for another person. And with that, we become a kli kibbel, and we'll be zeicha to mekabel the Torah in the Shavuos coming. Shkai.
That's so many different shots. Everyone gets a different culture.
Yes.
He's intellectually talented. He has a lot of knowledge.
Not all the time.
You said
it.
The cash is. The has come from the Torah. That's the PKL. You've got the main director. So I should say that you need a basic level of stuff. Thank you.